Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart and stir your soul. No one should ever encourage, facilitate, or condone sacrilege. Real sacrilege, according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, is the irreverent treatment of sacred things. It can happen by the reception of Holy Communion in the state of mortal sin. Such irreverence towards the Holy Eucharist is reputed to be the worst of all sacrileges. It follows then, if we care about the salvation of souls, we would instruct and fraternally correct the ignorant, those thousands who come to Mass only once or twice a year, as well as those public figures who by their conduct and words reject the teachings of Christ's Church, and who approach our Eucharistic Lord in a state of mortal sin. Such conduct is an insult to and causes unspeakable pain and suffering to our loving and merciful Lord. If left unconfessed, eternal damnation is the penalty for those who commit such a sacrilege, and for those charged with the duty of teaching and saving such souls, but who refuse to do so and thereby silently facilitate their sin. This is such an unnecessary and egregious sin, since all of us sinners have available the gift of mercy and forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation, through which our sins are forgiven and our souls cleansed. Why then cause our Lord so much pain here and guarantee unspeakable torture and loss of his love in eternity? How insane and unloving it is to remain silent about such sacrileges. Our loving and merciful Lord minced no words on this subject when he told St. Bridget, "There does not exist on earth a punishment which is great enough to punish the sacrilegious communion. Better a few hurt feelings now than a multitude of tortured souls suffering for all eternity." Thank you, my friends. God bless you. St. Dominic, pray for us. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.